Zimbabwe's exiled deputy president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, is likely to take over as the country's interim president after the resignation of President Robert Mugabe yesterday. This, says a senior researcher at the Institute for Security Studies. ISS senior researcher Derek Matsayak says the exiled deputy president Mnangagwa was now free to resume as the country's acting president. He said Mnangagwa could only be stopped by the Southern African country's military, who had taken over government last week. Currently in exile, Mnangagwa served for decades as Mugabe's enforcer, with a reputation for being astute and ruthless, more feared than popular. In the meantime, Harare is still celebrating after Mugabe's resignation, with residents finally feeling safe to voice their joy.
People are so happy. I don't know how I can describe it. You know, even the school children are so happy that Mugabe is gone. I can't describe the mood on the streets. Every car is hooting. Soldiers are dancing in the barracks, the Lueling barracks next to Bulawayo. They are dancing. I'm a soldier. Kule happiness.
And technical teams of the Mangaung Metro managed to assemble and seal a part of the water pipeline that burst on Monday. Municipal spokesperson Kondile Kedama says this was done early this morning at around 2 a.m. by teams on site. According to him, water is being pumped into the pipeline from the Velbedacht Dam to the main reservoir in Bloemfontein. Water is expected to reach households in the southern part of the city by midday. He says water supply to the northern suburbs of the city has been stabilized. Water will still be distributed through water tanks and jojos to the southern parts of the city and affected townships like Batu until the full restoration of water supply is returned. He says the executive mayor, Olim Lamele, would like to thank residents for their patience during the process. Council Speaker Ngolisi Sionza says, however, condemned opposition councillors for providing counter information to communities during the water shortages, saying the metro's technical team was on top of the situation. And a warrant of arrest will be issued and executed against suspended Gauteng Director of Mental Health, Makgabo Manamela, should she not appear for tomorrow's Life Isidimeri arbitration hearing. This comes after Manamela called in sick on what was supposed to be her second day testifying on the hasty transfer, resulting in more than 140 deaths of mentally ill patients from the Life Isidimeni facilities to various NGOs across Gauteng as part of a cost-cutting exercise within the Gauteng Health Department. The order was made by Justice Dikgang Mosenke, who is presiding over the hearing. Manamela's legal counsel requested that the arbitration stand down in order to get the opinion of a doctor. He said the doctor advised that she can appear again tomorrow, but she has to present a doctor's note. And a limousine driver plans to launch himself over a California ghost town in a homemade rocket. Mike Hughes, he calls himself Mad Mike, has spent years building his own steam-powered rocket in his garage, reports Sky News. Hughes says he's the only man in history to design, build and launch himself in a rocket, which he made using mainly scrap parts. With his flight scheduled for Saturday, he says he will travel at a speed of roughly 800 kilometers per hour. Hughes believes the Earth is flat, and while he doesn't believe in science, he says he knows about aerodynamics and fluid dynamics and thrust. But he says that's not science, that's just a formula. In his words, there's no difference between science and science fiction. Your top story at this hour. Zimbabwe's exiled deputy president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, is likely to take over as the country's interim president after the resignation of President Robert Mugabe yesterday, says a senior researcher at the Institute for Security Studies. Reach IFM via WhatsApp at 082 370 12.